everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. Week 6 in Miami, a thrilling victory for the Packers. The big moments on each side of the ball, a goal line stand on defense, and of course the game-winning drive on offense. Let's take a look at some of the plays that set up those big moments. For the goal line stand, I know you didn't miss the pass breakup by Devon House in the end zone on third down, or the tackle for loss on fourth down started by Morgan Burnett and finished by his teammates. But what about first and second down? You gotta hand it to the two down linemen, LaTroy Guyon and Mike Daniels. Here's first and goal from the four, and here's Guyon and Daniels, the players to watch. No Sean Moreno, will take the handoff this way. Watch how Guyon gets just enough inside leverage to help trip up the running back, while Daniels takes on the double team, which keeps A.J. Hawk free to get in there and make the stop so that the Dolphins only get to the 1 yard line. Second and goal from the one, here are your two men, Daniels and Guyon. This time Daniels gets the penetration into the backfield to force Moreno to stay to the inside. Meanwhile, Guyon is splitting the gap between two blockers to get the first hit, and the Dolphins are still short of the end zone. Those two plays set up the third and fourth down stops, and Guyon had a hand in that fourth down play as well. How about the final drive on offense? There are some little things worth taking a look at there as well. Now, I know nobody missed the fumble recovery by TJ Lang, but this is a pretty interesting look at it. Here's Rodgers back to pass, and the ball comes out right there. And at that moment, you can see this dolphin, and this dolphin all have their eyes on the ball. The only guy with a chance to get it for the Packers is TJ Lang, and he's able to get it just in time, giving the Packers a chance on 4th and 10. After the 4th down conversion to Nelson, the Packers are up against it again, 3rd and 10 from the 30. James Starks will slip out of the backfield for a short pass, but the player to watch here is tight end Richard Rodgers. He didn't have a pass thrown to him all day, but he will first run interference on the defensive end on the pass rush. Then after the pass, he runs interference here to give Starks some running room. And then last, he makes this defender cut to the inside, which allows Starks to get across the 20-yard line for a first down, and no fourth down is needed. We all know how it ended, but those were some of the moments that set the stage for the drama and the most dramatic win of the 2014 season so far. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.